Defective Side.
Begin with a final tip of the cap to everybody who served in any branches of our military as we usher out yet another Veterans Day. Thank you to those families as well who have sacrificed so much over the course of the years, and of course to those who are serving right now in Iraq, Afghanistan, and across the world at different ports. Again, tip of the cap from America tonight to all of you listening. Coming up on this show, speaking of war efforts, President Obama rejecting all Afghanistan war options. He doesn't like anything that's on the table. So this is curious as to what could happen next. There's this back and forth over troops, more troops, no troops, and maybe everything McChrystal's asking for. And there's a real interesting time bomb that's ticking that I'm going to tell you about. I was talking to somebody at the Pentagon today. We'll reveal that a little bit later in the show. Senator Harry Reid sets a date, yes, a date, to introduce the health care bill coming up. We're going to talk to Dr. David Doman about health care reform. He has a different take on it. He's a thumbs-up guy. We've had a lot of doctors on who are from doctors for patient care, et cetera, who don't like what's being proposed. So we'll find out what's up with that. Another one bites the dust. Lou Dobbs gone from CNN. What's the true skinny on that story? Meanwhile, we go to our pal Easy Ticket Mike for a little sports talk here right at the top. We saw that the Yankees, we were talking about last week, winning the World Series and knocking off Philadelphia. Now it's hot stove league time for all people who are interested in baseball. The baseball meetings are going on, and Hideki Matsui, his agent, is talking about perhaps he will go back to Japan. Isn't that incredible? MVP of the World Series, and he's really pretty much going to be booted most likely from the Yankees. Perhaps if he doesn't take as much, he could stay with the Yankees, but it's looking like Japan for him. And here's a big one. Ken Griffey Jr. back to the Mariners for 1 year. Wow. In the meantime, we have hoops that have just started. I mean, we're like 5-6 games into this thing. It's a fun time of the year when almost anybody could be NBA champs. Hey, Mike, thanks for coming on the show as always. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. You know, you're a big NBA fan. We've talked about it a lot. And of course, you live in the belly of the beast where there are a lot of great NBA teams. The Spurs have been contenders, contenders, contenders. The Mavericks are the team that shoulda, woulda, coulda, certainly. And even Phoenix, you don't know what's going to happen with Phoenix. And, of course, the Lakers, if you go further out to California. So like I said, it's anybody's guess as to what could happen at this point, don't you think? But Phoenix, pretty hot.
Yeah, they are. They're, they've won 8 of their first 9 games so far. So, and they're looking good. The Mavericks, they actually, they played the Spurs tonight. They got trumped by them. They were, pretty bad. They lost 92-83, and the Spurs, they were, they were down. Parker didn't play, nor the big man. He didn't play either. So, but the Mavs, they had a hard time. They've been doing well. They're actually in first place in their division right now, but it's still very early, and the playoffs don't start till April, so we've got a lot of basketball between now.
Yeah, that's what I think. It's fun to go to the early games, though. You can see how things start to form. You know, it's sad because I can remember feeling so lucky back in the heyday of the Lakers when I was just a Cub reporter, and it was really the Lakers Part 2 showtime, but Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was around. He was announcing and stuff, and I had a chance to talk to him a couple of brief times. And sadly, he's got leukemia. And when you think of Lakers greats besides Magic, etc., he certainly comes to mind, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, he was a fantastic player. Mm. You know, I remember when he was Lou Alcindor, though.
Yeah. The skyhook was coined as a result of his work. The shot that he had, the skyhook shot, was just incredible to watch. If you go back and look at old footage, it's fun to see it of Kareem. Hey, we move from hoops to the NFL, and the NFC East is pretty interesting for people listening to us who are Giants fans or the few lone Eagles fans like myself. And how about the Dallas Cowboys? Because they still are a team across America that a lot of people either love to hate or actually love. And the Cowboys beat the Eagles, and there they are on top of the NFC East. Wow.
Yeah, I watched that game this last Sunday. It was a good game. I thought it was a great game. I just question what the coach of Philadelphia did there at the end, kicking that field goal. I mean, it was kind of meaningless. Of course, everybody second-guessed the coaches all the time. And, of course, that's why they're the coach, and all the fans have to pay to go to the game. But anyway, I was, wondering why they tried to kick that field goal.
Yeah.
They expected to get the ball back and score a touchdown and then win without having to go into overtime.
Yeah, I agree with you. That was a bonehead move. I would have just gone for it, and who cares? If you were going to lose anyway and you didn't get it, then you lost. If you went for it and got the touchdown, what a difference that would have made. I thought it was a boneheaded move by Andy Reid, too, as well. Hey, college football, and by the way, this weekend, of course, and if you want tickets to it, New England and Indianapolis, that is the hot game, so go to easy-ticket.com. College football, still, Texas, is number two or number three, depending on the poll, which can be controversial. And you got Florida and Alabama up there, obviously, so it's the teams we've been talking about.
Yeah, Texas, they're looking good to be in the BCS championship anyway. I mean, Alabama and Florida, they're going to have to meet each other in the SEC championship game, and one's going to knock the other out. I think Alabama will be in the national title game with Texas. Now, TCU that's here in the Metroplex, they're in Fort Worth. Right now they're ranked number four, in everything. They play with Utah this week, and that should be their going to be their season.
But, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, but anyway, TCU, they're ranked number four in the BCS in all the polls right now. So, anything could happen. They could end up in the BCS championship, but I just don't think that's going to happen. I think everybody except the BCS officials want a playoff system.
Yeah, boy, I agree with you so much. Hey, we're almost out of time. Just quickly, I'll tell everybody, if you want concert tickets, boy, this is the guy to go to. Like I said, go to the website. It's easy to maneuver. It's easy-ticket.com. Brad Paisley, very popular among the country fans. He's out there. In fact, the Country Music Awards were held on Wednesday night, and Taylor Swift was the youngest artist named Entertainer of the Year and the first solo female to win it in a decade. Incredible. All right, Easy Ticket Mike, we enjoyed talking to you. We'll talk to you again in a few. Thanks.
Okay, Kay, you have a good week.
All right, you too. Hey, coming up next, we're going to talk to a doctor who has a different spin on healthcare, Dr. David Doman, as I mentioned. So stick around. This will be enlightening or infuriating to some listening. Stay with us.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost, online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996, RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Toxins are in our foods and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
America tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. As I said, the health care debate and health care reform affects every single one of us, no matter where you're listening to me, of course, unless it's our friends in Canada or overseas, as we do have many of you in Spain listening. Hola. The interesting thing is now Senator Harry Reid has set a date, and I said this at the top, to introduce the health care bill. He's set to do that on Monday, November 16th. Of course, we know last weekend the House bill barely went through, but it did. Now it's up to the Senate. Joining us on the show, Dr. David Doman, D.C. doctor, who's practiced for a very long time. He's got a book out called Heartbeat, and check this out. It's a novel that explores basically the story of an uninsured woman who decides to go after Congress and the U.S. Supreme Court at demanding health care access for all Americans because of something that happened with her. And it's taking that debate that we've been talking about and the lack of insurance and the 47 million to a different level and as I said, in an approach in a novel. Doc, thanks for coming on ATM. We know it's late for you. We appreciate the time.
It's my pleasure, and good evening to all the listeners coast to coast for America tonight.
You know, here's the thing. The thing that I've had doctors on who they want health care reform, but they don't like what they're hearing in these gigantic bills, what happened in the bill that passed ultimately with the House and then what's going to happen with the Senate. I'm sure you're well armed on this. And what would you say are the strong points and the reason that there has to be health care reform?
Well, briefly, let me remind the listeners that the scope of the problem is that as we have this discussion tonight, there are 47 million uninsured Americans. Every year, 2 million Americans are bankrupted by the cost of unexpected illness or injury. Even worse, a recent Harvard study indicates that up to 50,000 Americans die needlessly every year because of lack of health care access. That's a national tragedy. So clearly, we as Americans, and certainly the physician community, acknowledges that the status quo is totally unacceptable. Something has got to be done.
Yeah, but here's the tragedy in all of this, because I think almost everyone thinks there should be some kind of reform. But the tragedy is that there doesn't seem to be a consensus. You cannot get a consensus on this thing, whether it's in the House, which they did eventually get theirs passed, but now on to the Senate. I don't understand that the idea of reforming, especially from the insurance side, I don't understand why, and you know this as a physician, that it's taken this long to even have this gigantic discussion and explosion of people actually paying attention. Where has everybody been?
Well, there are many reasons for it. To be frank, it's been a bipartisan failure for many decades, but certainly over the last 8 to 10 years, when you had President Bush in the White House and you had a Republican-controlled Congress, there was little interest to address this issue. Platitudes were paid, saying, well, free market marketplace will allow this to get better. And the reality is it was a failed theory. When President Bill Clinton ended his presidency, despite his attempts to deal with health care reform that ultimately failed, there were 39 million uninsured Americans. Then during the Bush presidency, that went up to 47 million uninsured Americans. So clearly it's an escalating problem, one that worsened during the Bush White House and was to a great extent ignored. And my feelings about what President Obama and the Democratic-controlled Congress are doing, to be honest, are mixed. I think certainly the President's heart is in the right place. I certainly feel that the Democratic leadership in the House and the Senate have a very good humanitarian goals. However, where I disagree with them is this basic legislative crapshoot, where it's an all-or-none legislative process. And I think what that's engendered is a bitter partisan debate in the House and the Senate, even signs of fault lines within the Democratic Party between the liberal Democrats and moderate to conservative Democrats. And what troubled me about the House bill that was passed just last Saturday, as you said, was it passed only by 5 votes.
Right.
And what almost scuttled the bill were issues that in many respects are ancillary to the 47 million uninsured. For example, it was argument whether a so-called public option should include coverage for abortion.
Right.
There was arguments about the public option, should it even exist. The Republicans, for example, claim that it may in some way disrupt private health insurance. I'm not sure that is correct, but that is their position. And then there were still other voices that were concerned that immigrants, not American citizens, but immigrants that are residing in our country may in some way disrupt this health care reform. My feeling all along has been that what the president should have done early in his administration was take a page from President Kennedy's early presidency, when he challenged the nation to put a man on the moon by the end of the decade. And I think what would have been very presidential of President Obama would have similarly, early in his administration, challenged the nation, challenged the Congress to agree that within a fixed amount of time, perhaps 5 years or 10 years, every American citizen should have access to quality health care, and that this should be done in a incremental fashion. And I think what that would have allowed us to do would have been in year one to develop a bipartisan approach on things that everyone agrees to. It would have allowed for an easy passage of a preliminary bill with the mutual understanding that a lot of work is yet to be done. I also think it would have allowed for a much better sort of cooperative bipartisan consensus in Congress that we've already done one step successfully and now we can move on. And I think for many Americans, they would have felt less threatened by what is being presented as a potential upheaval in our healthcare system.
No, I totally agree with you, Doc. You hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what I think. I think that was part of the problem, trying to just, first of all, hurriedly get it done before August, and then everything explodes. You have the town hall meetings. People are confused. There's misinformation. There's lack of information. Absolutely, you're dead on right. Whether it took 5 or 10 years, and if you could get the bipartisan approach going, it would have been much better. You talked a little bit about this, but what do you think are the major misconceptions about the uninsured that people in the audience might not realize?
Well, the biggest misconception, one I touch upon in my novel, is that the uninsured are people who are citizens in our country. The large majority of the 47 million, probably about 40 million, are American citizens. 80% of the uninsured are gainfully employed. They work hard. They play by the rules. They pay their fair share of taxes. And yet, because of a flawed healthcare system in our country, they make too much to qualify for public subsidies to have access to healthcare, and yet they make too little to afford healthcare on their own. And as a result, they are one illness or injury from bankruptcy.
Mm. Yeah, which is so, so sad. Hey, we only have a minute left, Doc, and again, the novel's called Heartbeat. What's been the response to you doing this novel? What's the medical community saying?
It's been very enthusiastic. I wrote the book because most people can't get their arms around this complex issue. So I wrote a book about one person who is dying, and as you said earlier in the intro, takes the Congress to a Supreme Court case demanding health care access for all Americans. Now, your listeners may wonder whether she lives or dies, whether she wins a Supreme Court case, and I suppose that's why you should read the book. Let me close by pointing out to your listeners that we created a very dynamic website called HeartbeatTheNovel.com. And it's dynamic because it will give people instant access to current information about the uninsured issue on Capitol Hill. It will give you direct links to the White House to let the president know your thoughts about health care reform, direct links to your individual two senators, your congressional representation, and, of course, those of you that would like to buy the book, there are direct links through the major book supply houses. I should finally point out that all my profits from my royalties, I donate to nonprofit foundations dedicated to help America's uninsured.
Yeah, bravo, doctor. Good for you. Excellent. We appreciate your time. And again, you can pick it up at Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com. Thanks, Doc. We'll be back.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accidents or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most Foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99.
The low cost is just one reason to get Foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons? Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to Foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. That's 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. Get protected at Foodinsurance.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Talking to Dr. Doman here on ATN, a couple of things. I mentioned this from the get-go. It's funny, Senator Reid originally said, oh, yeah, we're not even going to be able to touch this for a vote until after, the holidays, basically. Now it's on the calendar. So someone from the White House said, wait a second. You don't think that we can put this up for a vote? I think you don't realize what side you're playing on here. And suddenly he changed his tune in the last couple of days. So now it'll be introduced, I said, on the 16th, and it'll be pushed onto the Senate calendar, obviously, for then. And so Bill Clinton visited the Senate Democrats on Tuesday. He was there when they had that caucus luncheon they have and urged them to pretty much put the speed on this thing, speed it down the hill. And he talked about his attempt in 93 and that they've got to be prepared to compromise, but they got to act fast with this. You know, I agree with what the doc said. My biggest problem, he said and he's definitely for healthcare reform, but especially he was concerned about the uninsured. But I agree with what he said about the speed. And this has been my problem all along. It was like trying to hoodwink us in the beginning. Whew, it's going to get done by August. Are you kidding? It's like the first anybody heard of it outside of the Beltway. And I think that's been the biggest problem. If you had more time to figure this thing out, I mean, for goodness sake, for 60-some years they've talked about some kind of healthcare reform and haven't done anything. Now it's just being shoved down everybody's throats. You could consult with the doctors more. You could figure out the insurance better. You could figure out what the most competitive way was to go at this and actually probably have the money in order instead of forecasting what it's going to be. And it would have been a better deal. But that's off the table for now anyway. So let's see what happens with the Senate. at least one blue dog in the mix. Jim Matheson says that, you know, looking at the bill, I couldn't go in that direction. I couldn't vote for it over the weekend because parts of it just didn't make sense to him. Here's what he said.
I don't think I'm necessarily in deep mud, Neil, but I will say this. All along I've said if we're going to do health care reform, it's actually got to be real reform. And I've got to be convinced that it's going to reduce this excessive growth in our health care costs in America. And just a week ago today, I met with the head of the Congressional Budget Office, Doug Elmendorf, and he said the House bill doesn't move spending in a trajectory where it's lowering increases in health care costs.
Elmendorf told you that?
Sure. He said it also in a letter to Senator Baucus a couple of weeks ago. So it's out there that the trajectory of health care costs under the House bill goes up in the out years. That's not reform. And I'll tell you, we can't sustain the path we're on. But if we're going to pass a health care bill, we ought to try to change that path. Well, I'll tell you what. There are two issues here. One is a measure of how much it affects the federal deficit. Let me tell you something, Neil. Even with costs growing at a huge amount, if you raise taxes enough, you can cover it so it doesn't add to the deficit. That doesn't sound so good to me.
All right, it doesn't sound good to me either. And listening to Matheson and listening to what Dick Durbin, the Senate Majority Whip, said, he's the second-ranking Dem in the Senate. I mean, he's even had to say that the financial part of it could result in your insurance company passing along the cost of the new taxes to you for higher premiums. So in other words, even if you were just going to leave well enough alone, oh no, we're not going to do that, so now everybody's going to pay more. People can barely afford to pay it now, so then the people that can barely afford health care would be gouged as well. Here's what happened. Durbin, see, every time somebody gets pressed on this, they know. It's just like Matheson said. Here he is talking to the Congressional Budget Office, and the head is saying to him, of the CBO, saying, oh, yeah, no. I mean, he's basically telling them, no, the numbers are more. There'll be more taxes. So where are we getting these people that are coming, these politicians that jump in front of the microphones to say, oh, no, that's jigsaw puzzle of the money's all been figured out. So Durbin, when he was pressed on public radio, when he was asked if the surtaxes on the high-value plans would be passed along, I mean, he said it could. What could he do? He defended the taxes as a way to kind of rein in the inflation and health costs over time, but that doesn't help people. When you tell me over time, geez, well, if every American would just pay, you know, $400 extra a month on top of what you're paying, then in the long run, 10 years from now, we'll probably be able to get that cost down. Are you kidding me? There's no way. And now Durbin suggested that there could be an informal cap on the dollar value of health plans for all of us around America to help keep the costs under control, whatever the number is in a given year. So the number he threw out was $23,000, and you know, to have the ceiling. But I'll tell you, to me, that's, again, nothing is crystal clear about this, and ultimately we come back to the same thing. And you know, in talking to and listening, because he was on Neil Cavuto's show, the little snippet you just heard there of Matheson, who's one of the blue dogs who didn't go along with the crowd. Now, what Nancy Pelosi is saying is, you know, how come this narrowly passed? What happened to all those other Democrats? And Nancy Pelosi says, listen, I'm the most misunderstood person in Washington. So she's trying to say, you know, hey, listen, it's just that people just aren't understanding, you know, what we're talking about here, etc. Well, actually, they're paid to understand. So if you have to take a vote on something and realize what it is you're voting on and what the amendments are, well, you know, you better understand somebody, whether it's Speaker of the House or whoever. So it's going to be interesting. Buckle up, folks. The Senate now has it in their court. All right, the waiting game as we jump from health care, and you can throw in your 2 cents, by the way, on this if you want to, 800-259-5791. We've been talking about this, though, for months, is Afghanistan. Here we go again. So now, finally, back on Afghanistan. There's been 8 meetings all of a sudden with the president and what we'll call his war team or war advisors. And what everybody wants to know is what's the strategy? What happens moving forward? So now what the president is saying is, I don't like any of these options. I'm not going in any of these directions. These conversations that we've had, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go there. And part of it is because you've got Eikenberry, who was a general, who's very familiar with Hamid Karzai and been dealing with him, who's now the ambassador in Kabul, is saying, oh, you know, I don't know that we want more troops here. Are you kidding me? So this has also opened up a whole nother can of worms on this thing. And the bottom line is, we come back to the same thing. Here we are just getting through Veterans Day. That you've got right now men and women who are serving, you've saw clips of them probably all over the news. You know, a lot of the stations take video and they say, hi, mom and dad in Idaho, and I miss you, and I miss my two sons and my wife and everything. And I sat there today and watched that, and I thought, wow, God bless these guys and God bless these women. Because I hope they come home. They're saying it's months before I come home. I can't wait to come home. Because we just keep dangling these people. We keep dangling them, and we've got no direction, no rudder on this thing. Now, some people would say, I talked to someone today in Washington. I talked to two people, one who worked in the Pentagon, another person who worked way down on the chain at the White House. But the White House PR person I was talking to said, you know, listen, Obama is taking his time because he wants this play to be right. So they don't understand why people are bagging on the president for taking months and months and months or whatever to decide on a plan, on a strategy. In the meantime, I also talked to someone at the Pentagon who says that, you know, in war, and as the Pentagon has gone through their side of it and the steps and the implementation, by the time the decision's made anyway, you know, you're talking about, it's not tomorrow that all of a sudden there's 40,000 new troops, or, oh no, we're pulling out more guys or more women. No, it's not like that. As you know, it's not snap, an overnight thing. So whatever ultimately is decided doesn't come into play in some cases maybe till 2011. That's why you got to get some giddy up in this and have some minds made up as to what's going to do. Now all of a sudden it's a rejection of all the war options. All the national security team, he's saying, uh-uh. It's because here's part of the problem. The responsibility has to go back to the Afghanistan nation, to the government. And as I said, Eikenberry is the ambassador in Afghanistan, and he's got massive reservations about a troop buildup from the U.S. Eikenberry said that the new troops, getting the new troops in there, there's too many questions still about Karzai and his administration, or are they going to be able to stand up on their own? So we'll see. Supposedly he ends this trip in Asia November 19th. Well, he does. And there was originally going to be some sort of strategic announcement or whatever after that, but it's really not looking that way. The options that were being considered, the one that I heard, as I keep saying over and over again, was less than 40. It was 20,000. But also then the story broke that he had gone in the other direction, and they were talking about 30,000 or more to take on the Taliban. Then I was watching something today, and I verified this with somebody that I talked to in Washington. And do you realize when they're talking about getting these Taliban leaders or folks smoking them out of these villages in these mountainsides, you're talking like 100 Taliban leaders, basically, 100. And how many U.S. troops? Woo! It shows you how the deck must be stacked against you if it takes that many soldiers and that few in the Taliban. 800-259-5791. What do you think the end game should be in Afghanistan?
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins.
Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirandAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirandAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirandAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirandAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Moment in our next hour of America Tonight. Also, Harry Rinker, the guru of all things collectible, will join us as well. So get out your trinkets, your goodies, your valuables, your comic books, your stamps, your beer bottle collection, your sports memorabilia. I mean, actually, truly, this guy's written so many books, and he's got a great book that I read called Sell, Keep, or Toss. So in deciding what's the gunk in your life and you're going through attics or garages, you know, guys, got all your fishing gear in there and all the other stuff, and you're picking through things, and yeah, your wife wants it clean, and you're going through stuff, and then you find some incredible treasure that's worth who knows what. It's happened to lots of people, surprisingly, because a family heirloom or something gets handed down, it ends up in a box. Ugh, if I could only have that happen to me. Donovan, has that ever happened to you in the Mattson family? Any kind of heirloom, something perhaps in an envelope that you really don't know what it's worth that's hanging around?
Not that anyone's told me about, but that's really kind of the point, is you kind of stumble across those.
I think it's time for you to go on a treasure hunt to see if the Mattson family has anything of value that they might be leaving you. Oh. I tell my mother that all the time. I go home and she's like, And my mother is still a pretty fairly young woman in the sense. And so she'll say to me, what is this? You and your brother, you start assessing what all of a sudden what's yours when I'm gone. And I was like, yeah, maybe that's schoolish. I don't know. I think I'm just watching too many shows or reading too many stories or talking to Harry about people who go to these garage sales in anywhere in Indiana, in Connecticut, and they suddenly end up becoming a millionaire as a result of some strange thing that they came across. All right, sadly, we were talking about the Afghanistan issue, and the U.S. ambassador, huge story, obviously, is dissenting on the whole troop increase. Now, this guy, Eikenberry, has the cred because he was certainly a decorated general, so a war guy. I think you let the military do what the military does well, and especially if they know who they're dealing with. And Eikenberry knows what he's dealing with in Karzai. So he's pretty much telling us, Karzai's not such a great guy. Yeah, you know those things about his brother and the drugs and the money he's making off of it? Yeah, we might want to put our eggs in this basket. So this is a big problem. This was a problem before, though. So suddenly we've decided that Karzai's not a good guy. If we're going to invest all of this money, it's not so much about the money, but we're going to invest all the people into this, our military. And yeah, this is a country that's going to fall flat because Karzai's corrupt. Yeah, this is a big problem. Because what's keeping the Taliban in business? Well, we know one thing, the poppy fields, obviously the drugs. But the corruption of Karzai, Karzai's unwillingness to slam down on the corruption throughout the country has helped the Taliban exist there. And then the other thing becomes, which is Frank Gaffney's been on the show, he's talked about this, Jed Babin's talked about this, other people have said the same thing. Okay, so you have these 100 or so Taliban and our troops, and you push them out. You get lucky, and you defy the odds. Forget Alexander the Great and the Russians. Wow, we did it. We conquered, and in 18 years, we did it. And you push the Taliban out into Pakistan. Of course, now you have the hornet's nest of Pakistan. Then the United States leaves, and whoever inherits the office from Karzai, or just even Karzai himself, as we're making our way, then it's going to turn back into the same country it was anyway, a safe haven for the Taliban. So does that really make any sense to anyone? No, it doesn't make any sense. And there are some scary things that are starting to be reported. And I feel so much for the people that are serving there. They're about, you know, when you're in the military, you're about the mission and the accomplishment and doing it and doing what the orders are. And I just hope these orders are the right orders. So now there's a backing off from the White House, so no more troops right now. And like I said, it doesn't mean that's not going to happen, but it means that now there's even more, there continues to be more and more delay on this thing. I just think it spells disaster the more there is this waiting period. Either you're in or you're not, because by the time you get those troops over there anyway, like I said, all of you guys in the military know, it's not like you get a phone call at 3 a.m. That's a hint. Remember the election? Okay, pack your bags, son. You're going to war. I mean, no, that's not what happens. We know that. So we're talking definitely way into 2010, maybe into 2011 is what I heard is more likely. And that's rough for those that are being deployed again and again and again, taking time on Afghanistan as the clock keeps ticking. All right, this was a surprise to a lot of people. Lou Dobbs leaving as the anchor. He had been at CNN forever. I can remember in school watching Lou Dobbs, and I think he did mostly at that time financial. He was one of the first people, you know, one of the original gang on CNN. And here's the problem. Lou Dobbs is saying what he thinks. I mean, he started to say all kinds of things, and he was the one who first started to talk about the borders and the problems at the borders, and that became his big issue. He got away, obviously, from business and whatever, and he talked about the policy and climate change and Iraq and Afghanistan and, you know, whatever. And certainly with his take on immigration, he's gotten a lot of heat. And there are a lot of Latino groups who were unhappy with Lou Dobbs and wanted him to go. And they were pushing CNN heavily to do something about Dobbs. And so suddenly he says, you know, that he's got other things that he wants to do that he's been asked to do. So I'll be curious to see what the next step is. Fox says it's not Fox. It might not be in a TV capacity. And he says, I have to be honest about what I'm doing and where I'm going and all that sort of stuff. And I have to be straightforward with the issues in the future. So, man, 29 years, one of the original anchors. That's an incredibly long time to be at a network. And CNN is in such a fluctuating, state right now where they're just grasping for ratings. You can see it where they had, remember, Paula Zahn, and they've had a slew of other anchors who have come in and out of those roles there. And they don't seem to, I think Connie Chung at one point, remember, they were bringing her back for a short time. And they keep somebody in there for only sometimes not even a year, and then it doesn't work. But Dobbs had been there for so long. So I think that there was pressure, and he decided it was probably time to step away. The CNN president, Jonathan Klein, said he had agreed to a release from his contract so that he could pursue new opportunities, that they said fine and, you know, whatever. And so, of course, right now they're just saying he was a valuable member of our team. But as I mentioned, the true story behind the story, of course, is the problems with some of the things that Dobbs has said that the network is starting to take heat for and has probably for the last probably year or so. And, you know, the latest thing with the shots being fired supposedly at his house and whatnot. So you knew that this was probably inevitable, that Dobbs was going to resign or the pressure would be too high for CNN. So he'll go on to something else. It might not be on Fox or something like that, but it might be something that still has to do with media, maybe some form of new media or whatever, because his true cause was the push against illegal immigration, and it infuriated so many groups, as I said, that they were picketing even at points in Atlanta, and they were definitely lobbying to get Lou Dobbs axed from the network, no question about it. Hey, you can flip me an email on any of the things that we talked about or whatever's on your mind, americatonight.net.